This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have Bilam the Navi. Bilam, Balak says, "Esasha tevayrach mevayra v'esasha tua you are." He has special kaiches, tremendous powers. He definitely had the kaiach to give klala, that's for sure. Shalav he had the kaiach habracha, but whatever it is, his words meant something. A lot of what he said at the end, after he couldn't get a chance to be mekalel, are tremendous nevuos about Klal Yisrael. As a matter of fact, there's Briska Taira that says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu spoke and it became Taira, as Bilam spoke, it became Taira. So the nevuos of Bilam Amish are Taira from a Navi. And interestingly, Chazal tell us, though, that all the brachas that he gave were nisapich l'klala. They all went back to being a bad thing. He said good things, and they inverted, they switched to become klala. The only one bracha that he said that remained a bracha is matevu ayhalecha yakev mishkenesecha Yisrael. Matevu alecha yakev. This is in Perik Chav Dalid vayav bilam ki tevein Hashem levarches Yisrael. How good are the tents of Yaakov, Mishkanei Secha, the dwellings of Israel. We use this pasuk as the introduction to the tefillah. Before you start davening, we say, Matayvu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. This is opening. It's the opening of the davening. Matayvu Alecha Yaakov. Why did this pasuk remain from all the other psukim and brachis that it turned into klala? This remained. Why? It's interesting. So pashit, chushbet rachmana. I don't know what the rebbeinu's chushbenus are. But it's an interesting ha'ara, something that needs to be discussed, to be understood. Alle brachis went back to be a klala. This remained the bracha. Why? So Rabbeis, I think that to answer this question, we have to understand the pasuk takim. Atayvu ayalecha Yaakov mishkanei secha Yisrael. What is the pasuk referring to? What does the pasuk mean? What is the context and meaning of these words? So it's interesting, Rashi points out that he actually started with the intention of giving a klala. And then he saw them, Sheikhin l'shvata, v'ati ala ruach alakim, ala b'libay shalai kalalei. He had a change of heart. So Rashi tells us that there's something here that he saw which moved him, changed his mind, to the point that he says, Matevu alecha Yaakov mishkanei secha Yisrael. What was it that moved him? So Rashi says, what did he see? He saw Matayva Lecha. What did he see? Sheikh Lishvata. Ra Kal Sheva Vishavit Sheikh Latzme Ve'enan Me'uravim. They don't mix. Each Shevet stands separately. Ra She'ein Pischei Mechuvanim. He sees that their Psachim, their Dars, from the houses are not adjacent. In order he shouldn't look into the oihel, into the tent of his friend. So they made, let's see, you have windows, and one window is next to the next door neighbor's window, you could see in. So the houses were set up in a way that you couldn't look in. And this caused him, Allah beliba shalayikalli. So the question of Chayra is, Rashi seems to be saying two things. He sees that each shevet is separate. That's one thing, right? And then it continues, a second thing. So is it one or two things? Which one is it? I mean, L'chayr, if Rashi puts it together, it's mashma, it's all one thing, one inyan. Ra kol sheve v'sheve sheichin le'atzmei ve'enem urav. And ra she'en pischei mechuvanim seems to be two different inyanim, it seems, right? One is that he sees each sheve separate, and then he sees that the neighbors don't look into each other's houses. But the way Rashi brings it down, it would seem that it's one thing. Another Shailah Rabbeis I have. What exactly was going through his mind when he wanted to curse them? That this changed his mind. So if you take a look, it says, Vayashis al amib apanav. So Rashi says, Kitar gumei. That Bilam, he faced the midbar. Says that Rashi, like the Targum. What's the Targum? The Targum Yenisim in Uzil says, Lemitkar a lion uvda de egla davudu taman. In the midbar they did the ego. So he was focusing on the midbar, meaning the ego. And with this he was trying to be masking the chatayim. And then when he sees them, Shaykhin Lishvatav, oh, he had a change of heart. How did this change his heart from the ego? I mean, it seems that's completely disconnected from the ego. What? Ego? Yeah? And then he sees Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim. Is it connected? It's not connected. So maybe you could come and say, Anachanami, it has nothing to do with the ego. The pshat is, he wanted to curse them. And then he had a change of mind. He became the Sragish from the fact that they were living together. And soon we'll see from the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Miyuchis, that it means they were living ba'achtus. So Anachanami, it's not connected. The chet to ego, and the raw that there was sheichin l'shvatov, ein muravim and ein pischeim, mechuvanim is two different sugyas. The ego has nothing to do with it, but it's he wanted to bring the ego, and then he was moved by something else, which is independent of the ego. Has nothing to do with the ego. Grad in the Medrash Hagadol, it says that it is connected, and that is, he saw them sheichein l'shvatav, meaning there was a shras ha-shechina. He saw that the shechina was resting among them. Ah, then the eagle is nothing. The whole cheshva, the eagle is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was angry at them, and the Rabbeinu Shalom took away his shechina from them. But once he sees that the shechina is there, sheichein l'shvatav, so Allah beliboy, he had a change of heart. So the Medrash Gadol is connecting his thinking before, and what moved him as actually one is connected to the other. He was thinking ego. But once he sees the Ashras Hashchina, he realized that there was Nimchalahem, it was forgiven. The Sifsei Chachamim seems to say it's disconnected. It's not connected one thing to the other. The Sifsei Chachamim wants to say that actually he wanted to bring up whatever he wanted to bring up, and then he was Nisragesh. I read you the hymn. Hiskel Mavan Ego. Batil or Master Shoyal of Nevul and Fashion Moat. She says, Ela Misapa Bishvachan Shal Yisrael. Mefarish Allah Beliboy Ukilo Amratilurchacheres. Stam he saw Shavach. He saw the Shvachim of Klal Yisrael. He had a change of heart. It's nothing to do with the eagle necessarily. It's not an anecdote to the eagle that he saw. Stam he saw Shavach from Klal Yisrael. That's what's mashal from the Sivse Chacham. But like I explained to you from the Medrash HaGadol, it seems that there was a connection. I would like to say a Pshat Rabbeisai in the connection of the Egel to the anecdote that Bilam sees Sheikhin L'Shvatav, he has a change of heart. How was the Sheikhin L'Shvatav an answer to the Chet HaEgel? You know, it's interesting. Chet HaEgel, Rabbeisai, people don't realize, was not one Egel. It wasn't one. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in Peri Chelik says that they made 12 Agalim. There was 12 of them. The Gemara says, Elohim harbe evil lahem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they wanted many gods. They tried to make plural gods. Not one, but 12 they made. So the Ramban in the parish of Egel, on the Psukim of Egel, explains why did they make 12? Shloyadu b'mel livcher. They didn't know what to choose, which means they wanted a variety. You know, the word evu is taiva. Whenever you talk about taiva, you want variety. You know, I was recently in a place where they were selling, I mean not selling, they were giving coffee. 50 different types of coffee. I asked the guy to make me a coffee. He tells me we have 50 different types of coffee.
Cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. What's the coffee? Blueberry coffee. Who would think of blueberry coffee? And the answer is, a man who's looking for taste, looking for enjoyment, he doesn't suffice with one. Why? He needs a variety. There's 50 different he needs. And once it's 50 different, then he doesn't know which one to choose. The Rabban is saying that even in Avodah Zarah it's that way. We want a variety of Avodah Zarahs, you hear? Or we could say that the 12 was actually because there's 12 Shvatim. And each Shevet wanted its own Avodah Zarah. You know, when Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai, they became the Siachit. Ish Echod, B'Lev Echod. Why? Because it's under the banner of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's all about the Rebbeinu Shleilam, which is Hashem Echod. Right? How does we say by Shemein Esrei of Shabbos Mincha? At Echod? V'Shimcha Echod. U'mi Ki'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod. When it's about the Eibishter, then you know it's Echod. V'yasu kulam aguda achas l'asayis ritzaincha. When it's for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the minute it splinters into many groups, you could start worrying and start to detect that there's some meis taivo or avodah zarah. So the minute that they came to make an avodah zarah, Klal Yisrael splintered into 12, and the Mela, they needed 12 different. They needed 12 different avodah zarahs. It's possible that Bilam knows that the Egel was somewhat forgiven. He knows that. The Bishop told Moshe that he was Moichel, somewhat the Egel, right? So Bilam knows this. What is it? What is it? He wants to be masked again, the Chet Egel. What's Bilam? It's old news. It's old news. Then, of course, the Pshat is, yeah, okay, Midas Hadin. And at that moment, that he's masking the eagle, it could reawaken chayz of aneir. It could reawaken the hatred of the pissed, which was because of the eagle that once was. And even though Klal Yisrael seemed to have gotten a pshatikol of achila for that, but it's enough at that moment. Kel zayam klayim to be meir midas hadin. Right. All we could say that it wasn't the Egel per se. He was coming with a different akuda, and unfortunately all anti-Semites come with the same thing. Pirud Klal Yisrael. That's their agenda. We spoke many times that Haman also came with this. Yeshna Yamechad, Mefuzim, Mefoyri Bein Amim. It's not one nation. They're not Biachtus. They know that the trick, that the solution, actually the final solution to destroy Klal Yisrael is to take away the Achdus from within. It's to this, to what do you call that, to take apart. Like you have a puzzle, or you have what they put together, the airplane, what do they call those things? The models, right? So if you take out a piece, the whole thing collapses. It doesn't... Apart. They know it disintegrates, it falls apart. It's all... Sayyidina Yisrael know this. This is embedded in the agenda of all Sayyidina Yisrael. And here too, Bilam maybe is being Ma'ir Chet Egel. Which part of Chet Egel? You know which part? The fact that it's Yud Beis. The fact that it's Yud Beis, the fact that there's 12. 12? So you see, Klal Yisrael is not united, but rather divided. I think there's even an expression in English, a house that's divided can't stand. There's an expression like this in English. Kiyum needs united. The minute it's divided, there's no Kiyum. Memegla. Now I understand what Sheikhin L'Shvatov means. Sheikhin L'Shvatov, like I tell you from Rabbeinu Miyuchas, means that they're united. Yachad. Well, they're united. And in since they're united, Memeila, this is Vatiol of Ruach Elikim, Allah B'libay Shalai Yikalalei. Now he starts to say, I have Charata. I'm moved by it. I'm moved by it.
It's too high. Wait.
Nah. It's not on at all.
Yeah?
They keep on closing it. Tell them, give me 5 minutes.
They close as well.
Yeah, they keep on closing.
Sold it?
Not outside. It's boiling hot. Okay. So, Memela. He sees Sheikhin L'Shvatav. Sheikhin L'Shvatav means that it's an anecdote to the Egel. Which part of the Egel? The Pirut that happened during the Egel. You'll ask me a good question. How could I come and say that he sees Achdus in Punkt Verkehrt? He sees Ra Kol Sheva V'Shevet Sheikhin L'Atzmai. V'Einu Muravim. They don't mix. Medrash HaGadol, they don't mix. Medrash HaGadol Rashi brings. So how can I come and say that he sees Achdus? Rabbi say, you have to understand Achdus. We think Achdus means me and you, we have to be joined at the hip. No. Achdus means that we have to be able to let you be you and me be me. Achdus means to learn to have unity through division, which means, explain, okay. You know when period is, when I don't let the other person, he can't be, I has to be what I do and what I say and what I think. There is Yud Beis Shvatim, and there's a reason for Yud Beis Shvatim. When the Yud Beis Shvatim are not Murav, when the Yud Beis Shvatim, each one lives and does what he has to do, that itself is called Achdus. There's an interesting Arizal that the Magen Avraham and Simon Samaches brings down. He questions if someone's allowed to change his minute. So tell him. Tell him for you. Tell him it bothers you. I don't want to tell him the whole time. Okay. Yeah. Tell him it bothers you. Don't tell him it bothers me. It's not me right this time, Rabbi Hecht. I'm learning to live with it. I'm listening to you, Rabbi Hecht, and I'm enjoying it so much. I say, you know what? I'd rather listen to you, but he's bothered by it. So
it's me.
Okay. You hear Rabbi say, so listen good. Yeah. So listen carefully, my base. Kitzur, what are we trying to say? That there's an achdus in Klal Yisrael through Pirud. Through the fact that they 12 and each one does what he has to do and they don't mix into the other person's business. Adarab, you do what you have to do. Arizal. In Simas Samaches questions if a person's allowed to change his Nusach HaTfilah, his the way he davens, the Miftah HaTfilah. Arizal says, no. Every person must daven with the Nusach of his fathers. Why? Because there's Yud Bei She'arim in Shemayim. There's 12 channels of how to daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And it's needed that way. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Arizal quotes this pasuk, Vayar Yisrael Sheichei L'Shvatav. That they can't mix. They need 12 different shvatim. I was once thinking, you know, as they say, luladim is tefina. I'm afraid to say it, but I think Libi Oimerli, something tells me that maybe that's why we went to so many different galus and, you know, the aseres hashvatim are gone. We don't know where they are. They got lost. We're left as descendants of two, but we need 12. It has to be 12. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam sends us among the nations that he should be a Polish Yid and he should become a Moroccan Jew because it's needed to be 12. As we soon will see because of Merkava, the Archaim says, the Rebbeinu Shleilam has his units of soldiers around him. There's Ligayim. Hey, you have only one division? Tell me, does an army and a king have one division? No, he has 12 divisions. That becomes Merkava,
special forces,
right? So the Rebbeinu Shleilam made it. I mean, again, it's Chushba de Rachmana. It's not my place to decide what the Eibishter did and why he did it. But I see that there's something to this point that you see we need all types. We need Taka 12, and that's Merkava l'Shechina. It has to be that way. If you notice Haman in his address to Achashverosh, Yeshna Yamechad Mefuzah Mefeirad Beino Amin. Now Lechaira, if he means to say like the Mefarshim is to be Mekatrik on Klal Yisrael, that they don't live Ba'achdus, just say Yeshna Yamechad Mefuzah Mefeirad. Why is the emphasis on the words Beino Amin? Why was it necessary to add Mefuzer Mefeirad Bein Ha'amin? I think Rabbi says because Haman, like Bilam, didn't understand this concept of Klal Yisrael united by the fact that they're different. Bein Ha'amin means that they live taka like I explained to you, the Polish Yid and the Moroccan Jew and the and the American Jew, it was all
same law.
And that's the Pshat Bein Amim. Because they all took from the influence of the Amim. Haman looks at this and says, take a look, right? Look at you. Look at this. This Yid's Langa Pius, and this Yid, this is a short. And this Yid with the beard, this without a beard. Whatever the Pratim, I don't have to give you, all understand every Jew looks different, right? One guy's wearing a strimel, the other guy's wearing a hat, the other guy's wearing a gold kippah, you know, I don't know, whatever the, right, the differences, you know, you can, the nuances you can understand yourself. And this he looks and he says, Mefuz Mefeirad Bein Ha'amim. How could they take on the culture of the nations? And the Teretz is, that's what the Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted. Dos Alein is the Ichud. He doesn't understand that even after everything, after being from different cultures and places, they come together, the Takum one. I think with this we can explain a beautiful memory of Chazal. When Bilam is going, his donkey doesn't want to go. He hits his donkey how many times? 3 times. So if you notice, the Pasuk says that when he was given the Musar, he says, Shikisas Asayin Chazeh Shalosh Regalim. Now the word Regalim is not the common word to use for time. You should say Pa'amim. Zeh Shalosh Pa'amim. I don't say that. It says Zeh Shalosh Regalim. So Rashi says it's a reference to Eili Regel. You're trying to destroy an Ummah that does Aliyah L'Regel. I don't know what's the connection. What? Eili Regel. Rabbi, see, there's a Raman Meir Nevuchim. Exactly. There's a Raman Meir Nevuchim. And there's also a Bar Benel that's Marech on this and the Parshas Re'eh. Five reasons why the Torah gave us the mitzvah Eili Regel. The Rambam is mamish bekitzer, but he ends off with these words, shetehav kaseinu es kaseinu, which means the far end, so to speak. How does a Yid from Galil ever see a Yid from Yerushalayim? They're living in different, you know. So today it's easy, you take a cab. I mean, those days it does. It was a big trip. So let's take a Yid from America and from Ruslan.
6 months.
And the answer is, there was a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. So even though each one lived separately in his shevet, in his family, but there was a time, and the Barbanel says it beautifully, that they should intermingle with each other and help each other. And he says a big braya, Yerov Menavot, he stopped people from being Aliyah L'Regel. Why was that the thing that he wanted to why did he want to stop Aliyah L'Regel? So Chazal tell us, very simple, Ein yeshiva bazar el malchei beis David, and he was afraid that they would come and see that David sits and he stands. Now Barbanel says something interesting. Amish Pella, he says that he was trying to break off Malchei Yisrael from Malchei Yehuda. That was to divide Klal Yisrael. The concept was to keep a division in the Melucha that it should be two. The way to do it is by stopping Aliyah L'Regel, because Aliyah L'Regel facilitated, says that Barbanel, it facilitated Achdus and Klal Yisrael between the different factions. So Yerav and Benavot, in order to keep it fractured, to keep Klal Yisrael, he stopped Aliyah L'Regel. This is what Bilam really wants. There's a Chazal like this, Kiganes Ali Nahar, that Bilam complained. He said, look, this one says Om B'Shem Rebbe, and this one says B'Shem Rav Kahana. So the Rebbe Yisrael answers him, Ali Nahar, but they all go back into the ocean. They all lead into the same. You know what a gan is? A gan is a garden. Every guy has his own garden, right? But what does it lead to? The waters that go to the gan lead from the big ocean. It's the same water. Chazal are telling us that Bilam's goal, Bilam's agenda was to point out Pirun and Klal Yisrael. So he comes to Klal Yisrael, and he's ready to stand there and say, take a look. And guess what he sees, to his surprise? He sees them sheikhein l'shvata. What is sheikhein l'shvata? Yes, separate, but together separate. Together. Separate, yet together. And that's an unbelievable kayach. That's something very special. And this, the Rebbein Hashem tells him in advance, you're coming to be oiker in Ummah, that's chageg is gimel regalim aliyah l'regel. Aliyah l'regel means that unite. Bevoi kol, no, what's the lashon? Kol, bevoi kol Yisrael erois. Klal Yisrael unites as one aliyah l'regel. And you're coming to destroy, that's what you think that's going to work, ain't going to work. It's not going to work. B'vai kol Yisrael erosis p'nei Hashem. It's not going to work. You know, Chazal tell us another thing he saw here. Vayar, you know what he saw? Sheikhin l'shvata. And that is, he saw the Dgalim. He saw the Dgalim. And he says, wow. He was very impressed. He says, even the Goyim, when they look on the Dgalim, Tmeyim, they wonder. Dgalim, what's the big deal? Every nation has its own flag. What's he talking about? We spoke about this many times in the past. The Malachi, as a matter of fact, if you take a look at the original plan of the Dgalim, who was the original architect of the Dgalim? The Malachi. By Maimon Har Sinai, Chazal say, by Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael looked up and they saw the Malachi, and they saw that they had Dgalim. And they were Nesava, they wanted to have the Dgalim. Wow, you need Malachim to teach me the concept of a flag. Every nation has its flag. Now, what's the Golem? And the Teretz Rabbi say is, Avad, every nation has a degel. You know what a degel means? That I'm not you. Every flag, you know what it represents? I am me, and I'm not you. And I'll kill you for my flag. That's what it means, right?
Russia was like that.
Russia, the whole world is like that. It's all that you could fight over a flag, a war. You can have a whole war over a flag, right? And the flag goes up, and then you win the war, the flag goes down. It's all about flags, right? How about flags by Malachim, which are all in the same unit? And they have different flags. It's like a Peledigah thing, huh? It's Meredig. Klal Yisrael's Nisavim for Dgalim is the Taich. What type of Dgalim? The Degel that doesn't say I'm different than you. The Degel that says, because I'm different with you, and that's why I'm connected to you. It's a different type of a flag, Rabbi Yisrael. You hear? You have a flag. I'm with you. You hear? Yet I'm different than you. We're part of one, but different. You know what's interesting? Lahavdil. I always think to myself, everything that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam creates is to teach us a lesson. Chavetz Chaim told us this. I always speak it over the Chavetz Chaim, that the reason why we have the record player, at that time was a record player, to teach a person that whatever he says in this world gets recorded in the next, because people didn't believe it. People thought that whatever they say, forgotten, what's the big deal? And then you saw, the Rabbanim Shem Shem, you see? You could say it today, and they could play it back. Then came all the media, you could say it here on one side of the world, and here on the other side of the world. Huh? I'd like to add, they put up in the what do you call those things? They put up in the satellites, right? Could you imagine from the moon they're able to see what a guy does in a room? I want to add that it's also to teach a person a lesson that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if a satellite could see, so Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's the kasha? Rabbeinu Shel Olam could see into your room, your action. This Rabbeisai is Bria to teach us a lesson. Chavetz Chaim spoke like this. Chavetz Chaim said this. Okay. I said even another Yisait, that the internet, the computer, you can't really erase a computer. Yeah, it's like a whole avodah to erase, because even if you erase it, it still has its memory. You can always retrieve it somewhere. It's also a lesson. The mind of a person takes in information, you can't erase it. You could, yeah, you could do tshuva, you could try to cover it over.
It's always there.
It's always there. The mind, once you computer it into the mind, you can always retrieve it at some point, somewhere. All right? I've spoken a whole shmuyas examples of this yisite. Today I'd like to discuss another example, and that is the American flag. Interesting, the American flag has on it stars. How many stars does it have? No, anybody here know history?
50.
Why does it have 50 stars?
States.
50 states. So what is the American flag saying? Separate yet united. And that's why it's called United States, right? States yet united. The flag is a lumdus that we're one yet separate. And there's a lot of legality that and there was wars fought over this. Okay. America is the superpower of the world, right? Supposed to be the superpower of the world, right? America had tremendous hatzlacha. The shleike derech hateva, it's hatzlacha, right? Malchus shel chesed. Some achrayim, you know, attribute it to the Malchus shel chesed. I would like to also point out that the Yesoidus of united yet divided, are meyudiki yisaidus. Real achdus does not mean, like in Russia, that you completely bottle. Russia has achdus. They believe that every, what? But you're all bottled to the melech. You're all, no. Individual rights, state rights, it's big legality, rabbis. Yet, united under one under God, whatever they, the nusach they use. It's hashkaf of Yadus. Now, unfortunately, they stole it from us, right? One nation, what's the lashon they use? They use this language. One nation, united under the Yisaydis Avira, they say. Unfortunately, maybe had we been in a good example of that, the guy wouldn't have stolen from us. Maybe. And again, Luli de Mustafina, I'm not here to interpret history. I'm a very small person. I just have maybe a heart that cares about the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Maybe.
Court system.
Huh?
Court system, same.
I know. I'm telling you a tremendous insight. The court system is the individual's rights towards the state rights. It's all this, Rabbi Yisai. And what is it? Because this is Yashrus. It is Yashrus. If it's done right, it's Yashrus. It has to be Taka Piyosha. And it's possible, had we been the example of that, maybe we wouldn't have lost it to an America. I don't know. Maybe we would have been the superpower of the world. And again, I maybe you'll bring me a Gemara or a Chazal that says it's like this, and I don't want to go into that. I'm not here to talk. I'm not talking to discuss, as they say, shittas. I'm not talking shittas. I have no shittas about this. I'm just saying it's a rayon to think about. That the world runs in a way, united yet divided. And it has to be that way. Okay. And this is the Malchus of the Eibishter. Yeah. And this is Sheikhein L'Shvatah. And this Bilam doesn't get. You don't get it till he sees it in action. From far, he didn't understand the Yisayid. See, he comes and says, Yud Bei Shvatim, Yud Bei Zagalim. And the Teretz is Sheikhin L'Shvatav. And I want to quote you, Meir Degar Rechaim, Rabbi Yisai. What does he see Sheikhin L'Shvatav, says the Rechaim? He sees Sheikhin L'Shvatav, Zagt Heiligar Rechaim. Oh, Pirish, Sherabahem, Shnei Yonim Gedailim. He saw two big things. Yeah? In the Pasuk, Sheikhein L'Shvatav, he saw two things. What did he see? Echad, Sheikhein Kol Sheva Yishay B'fnei Atzmai. And Beis, Vatihi Olav. He learns the Archaim that the second part of the Pasuk, Vatihi Olav Ruach Alikim, is also what he saw. He sees the Sheikhein L'Shvatav, and also he sees Vatihi Olav Ruach Alikim. Says the Rechaim, what is the second thing? Kol Not that it's Sheikhin L'Shvatav, separate, Vatila Ruch Hashem, that grounded the Rishchina rests on Klal Yisrael. No. It rests on the Sheikhin L'Shvatav. It's a Mirdig Rechaim. It's not Pshat, he sees Sheikhin L'Shvatav and stop. Also, Vatil, which is a Chiddush, Vatila Ruch Hashem means. It happened. No, he's learning. He saw that. Yes, but it's two things. No, it's one thing. He saw that the Vati Ol of Ruach Hashem is on Kol Sheva V'Sheva B'Fnei Atzmai. Malkai B'Reishai. The king is at the head of every Shevet. Malkai B'Reishai. Matam, Shekol Shevet Yesh Lehadraga B'Fnei Atzmai. Because each Shevet has its own dargis. It's a special unit for itself. A foot soldier is not the same. The Chutz Chaim used to give this marshal. A foot soldier is not the same as a parachuter, as a pilot. Tzanchan. It's each one is a unit for itself, separate. Malkei Bereishai. Malkei Bereishai. You hear? Vatam shekol shev yesh adrug from the atz oil tzab b'schus. Well, one has more schus than the other. It's different levels. Or bigger, smaller. Gam remes, says the Archaim, but now we have to put the two together. There's a remes here. What's the remes? Shnei dvar ma'pidiv reims al sha'amru, shmem tzoye shenizv yisol b'derch zeh, because k'shoychein l'shvatav, memele vati ruach Hashem alav. It has to do here, yeah, because b'derch zeh kol shev v'fnei atzor, yishach na'leim shchiyam en asem erkavallah. He became the Merkava, the Ligayim, the army of the Eibishter. Yeah. How do you become the Merkava? Because it's 12 units. So Meirdei Rachayim, basically. Meirdei, yeah. He sees a Sheikhin L'Shvatav, Ein Murav. He sees Vatiyola Ruach Hashem. We're on this itself, that it's separate. Each Shevet had a separate Ashrua Sashchina. And he understands that this is because Merkava, it has to be that way.
Merkava was one of the
And this is what he understands. You hear? It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable Arachayim that he starts to understand the dynamics. He starts to understand the DNA of a Klal Yisrael. He didn't even understand how to dissect a thing like this. It's 12 yet one. Well, what does 12 means not one, and one means not 12. Now I understand what Chazal means. Rosh ein pischei mechuvanim. Rosh ein pischei mechuvanim. Is it? What, I ask you first. What does it mean? So there's a machlekes what it really means. Lamaisa. Some midrashim is a leketay that's mashma like this. It's sneis. And sneis brings ashras hashchina. Sneis, privacy, respect. You don't look at the other person's wife. Sneis in yonim. That's Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim. From the Gemara, and Rabbeinu Bachaya brings it down this way, it's Hezekria, the famous Hezekria that all the B'nai Torah have learned in the Sugyas, that you can't be mazik the other person through looking into his house, and therefore you need a fence. Baba Basra, Hezekria, Tafhei. Is this Gemara? Is this Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim? Now we can come and say another Taich. Since Rashi puts it together, Rashi says that each one is Sheikhin L'Shvata, Einem Aravim. Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim is how do they live? They live in a manner that every person lives in his house, and that's his house. I stay away from that. Fakert, you can't have Mechuvanim. You can't have one. Everybody has to be different. Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim means he sees that I let you be who you are, and I don't mix into that. Mechuvin, that everybody has to be the same. That's not what Klal Yisrael is about.
Different.
And a Meila Des Pshat, it's connected. I asked you, how come Rashi puts it together as if it's one Pshat? It's not one Pshat. I mean, Rashi, that they're not Me'urim, is one thing. And the second thing is that She'ein Pischei Mechuvanim, Hezek, Riyah, Tznias, it's two different Sugyas, L'chayra. The way we're learning the Einam Uravim, which means that they live in a way that they let the other person be who he is because we need different. The Mela Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim means he sees that I live with my next door neighbor. He has his house, I have my house. You know, when people try to copy the other person and they're not, there's no self-identity, so the minute he gets a certain type of windows, you got to get those same windows. You ever notice that? There's certain blocks that every house is the exact same. Don't move on to such a block. Any block that the house... Let me start again. If they built the houses and you're moving in there, I don't mean that. Okay, that's not what I meant. But if you're building a house and every guy builds the same house, you're not going to have a life. Why? Because it's all about what the other guy is doing. That's all. It's Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim. Every house is different. Do you hear? It's a little verkin that they say. Rosh Ein Pischei Mechuvanim means I can have such a house. Live and let live. Luz up. Luz yedim lebin. You don't have to make sure every guy lives just like you. It goes deep into the hashkafe. The Klal Yisrael is not meant that me and you have to be the same. It's not true. Yad Yid Hot Zayin Nageshim, and he has his feelings and his oilam. Kalakayim Nevshach Mishrael Ki Lukiyim Oilam Allah. He's yet mentions him. He's a velk fazichalein. He's a world for himself. This Rabbeisai is the pshat. You hear? Malkei Bereishim. What's Malkei Bereishim? Let's go a little teeth now. Malkei Bereishim is saying that they have their own Ashras Hashchina. Their own Hashras Hashchina. Every group in Klal Yisrael has a special Malki Bereishai Hatzlacha. Certain groups are more Matzliach in Teira. Certain groups are more Matzliach in Tefillah. Certain groups are Matzliach in Chesed. There's different groups in Klal Yisrael. There's different Minhagim and Kehilais. And each one stresses a different thing. That's called Malki Bereisha. It's all Ashkacha Pratius. And they're Matzliach and connect with the Eibishter. That's Malki Bereisha means they connect with the Eibishter separately. Otherwise, just say, the Melech is on all the Shvatim. Standard Bereisha's No, it's Malki Bereisha, each Shevet separately. I'll tell you nice. You earned it after listening for so long. Divrei Torah, you're going to get a nice mice.
Okay.
I like to call the story the Malki Bereisha story. Why do I call it the Malki Bereisha story? Years ago, so many years ago, somebody came to me and needs a shidduch for his daughter. The person was a shtickle, Rosh Hashiva, a Litvisher. So I told him, I'll tell you the real truth. I don't really deal with Litvisher people. I'm almost not a Litvak myself anymore. I'm so involved with the Chassidish community and the Sephardi community. I sometimes wonder if I'm still a Litvak. You know, there's nothing left. There's nothing lit anymore. Don't worry, I'm still a Litvak. Anyways, Akulpanim, you here? So I told him, maybe a Sephardi Shabbat. He wants from the yeshiva, Dafka, from here, from later. Okay. Kids, and they read him a shidduch, a guy who was going to wear a strimal. So he starts telling me it's not for him. Yeah, tightness against chassidim, there's a way, I was surprised, I was shocked. I don't know. So if Bishlein, you come and tell me you just don't like a strimal, okay, that's each there's a. So you know what I mean? That some people don't wear a strimal, they wear a hat. If it's only a chitzayni zika problem, so fine, all right. You know, some guy likes a tall guy, some guy likes a short guy. You know, some wants a face, this color here, that color. That's al tam v'reach.
En litvakeach.
But I heard that it was muapis. His derech, that derech. I'm like drach was charam for zin, and I was shocked. I was pashut shocked. I tell him, let me ask you a question. What would you call the Chassam Sefer? Now, I know this is a little bit touchy topic, but it's a story, so take the story for what it is. Meaning, I don't mean to bring out any shittas from the story, okay? I don't want to offend anybody. I love every part of Klal Yisrael to me is gold. But I really was trying to open the eyes of this person. I asked him, what would you call the Chassam Sefer? Now, I know this is a controversial topic. See them claim he's theirs, and Litvisha claim he's theirs. It's one of these controversial topics, okay? It's like the Rakechava. Speak to the yeshiva belt, Rakechava, Vadis, Iliatsim. Speak to Lubavitch, they say he was Lubavitch. So, tell this over to the Litvisha, and they think you're out of here. If he comes to Lubavitch, they don't even know what the connection is. All right. Again, and I don't mean to offend, I know that's the point of the shir is not. Sheet this and different people and opinions on it. I don't get involved in that. I just want to tell you a lesson in life. Yeah. So I tell him, I'm sorry if it really was Ashkenaz. I don't know if you know that. Not Stam Ashkenaz, the most Ashkenaz. The biggest Ashkenaz that's out there was the Chassam Sefer. Do you know that in Chassam Sefer land, which means under the Chassam Sefer, they didn't wear talus over the head. They would wear a talus and a hat.
In Frankfurt, I know.
In Frankfurt. They were real yaks. What you call the yak community is really...
Hungarian.
They don't wear long. They wear short jackets. And I'll tell you a beautiful nice. But that sailed. I just read this in one of the pamphlets that the Skver Island puts out. They have their Shabbos thing. So we're a beautiful nice there. And I was grounded in Vermont when I saw it. And Rav Malkiel Shlita, the Reshiva Shlita was from Lakewood, was there that Shabbos with us. And and he loved it so much, he asked me if he could take it with him because the story is such a meyerdik ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? Yeah. There was a person who used to collect money. He would collect money, and that was his job. He got paid. For example, in this city, this guy owes you money. How are you going to get to that city? How are you going to force the guy to give you the money? So you have a money collector. And he would come back and take a percentage of what he collected.
Okay.
He collected money for somebody. He comes back on the chariot, on the horse, on the buggy, the taxi, whatever. He comes off the taxi. He sees that the money's gone. Someone stole it. Someone stole the money from him. Is he chayiv? Is he chayiv to pay for the money that got to reimburse the original owner? So he comes to the Rav, and I forgot the name of the Rav. He was a big Paisik, wrote many Svarim, he was a very Paisik. He'll come to me. Kitzi comes to that Rav, and he asked the Rav if he's chayiv. So the Rav said he's not chayiv. Right? He's not chayiv. There's a Gemara that says that Moyes has no Shmira Elabakarka. The only way to protect money is if you buried it somewhere. You gotta hide it. Keeping it around is not a Shmira. Okay. But this Rav Paskin, I mean, how did you want him to take from one place to another? He had to keep it in his pocket. That's enough of a Shmira. So the fact that he kept the money in his pocket and it was stolen from his pocket, he's not chayiv. He asked the Rav if the Rav could write this as a psak halacha, and the Rav wrote, yes, he's not chayiv, he did what he had to do, he was watching it kalacha. He comes back to the town and he shows this letter that he's potter. Oh, don't ask what happened. Kitzer, he went to it. This person who sent him went to a different Rav. And this Rav said, what? Of course you're chayiv. And he takes out a tshuvas ksam sofer, where it says clearly that you're chayiv. Sofer clearly speaks about this case and he says, you're chayiv. They come back and they show this money collector, you've got to pay. The Sam Sofer says, you're chayiv. So he's shocked. He doesn't know what to do. He got a psak from the Rav in the town that he's potter. What do you do now? So he goes back to the Rav of the town and he says, you know, Rebbe, you paskin on potter and everything, but there's a Sam Sofer. Really? There's a Sam Sofer. He quickly runs. He looks at the Sam Sofer. Yeah, the Sam Sofer says, you're chayiv. He's mamish, white like a ghost. Are you talking, paskin, something with the Sam Sofer is the exact opposite. And he starts pacing back and forth in his room. How did it come that I should make such a mistake to paskin against what the Chassam Sofer is so? I mean, and he sees the rayas of the Chassam Sofer, and he says, I don't understand. I went through the Gemara, just the same sugyas and everything, and I thought. It hit him. He goes, no, I'm right. And it's not against what the Chassam Sofer is saying. Chassam Sofer, of course, is right. But it happens to be that your case and what the Chassam Sofer is doing are two different cases. And that's the answer to the question. So they start reading, but it's the same story. The money collector went, he collected the money, he put it in his pocket, and then he... So the Rav says, no, you don't understand. But unze chassidim, we wear long. And when you go in the thing, you close, chassidim, you ever seen before, they go in, they close the jacket. So it was protected, the pocket was protected. Like some safe in Oberland, they wore short. They wore short jackets. So it wasn't covered. It's suit they wear. So the pocket isn't covered. Habesai, you know, even in the some safe 8 o'clock, some of them are real litvakis, real. And some of them are chsidim. Some safe. Okay. Who some safe is ready was? Who is the some safe is ready? Now, Flo. How he came to Frankfurt is a whole story. We'll talk about it at different times. I tell this guy, Sam Sofer took a Rebbe who was Shtreimel. What do you want? No, okay. I would say maybe half a year later, his daughter still didn't find the Shidduch. They read him a bacha, very good in learning, brisk and everything, but he had haftah, sfardi, because he came, he's a sfardish from his house. He can't have it, because when it comes kiddish, he's in his house, they'll make kiddish like this, and they'll be sitting in there. It's not for him. He can't swallow it. So I tell him, again, I'll show you Chassam Sofer. Who's the other Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer? Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler, daven like a sfardi. Everybody knows it's the famous... Nosson Adler davened like this. I says, what do you want? Kitzer, he finds a shidduch perfect to what he's looking for, right? Exactly the way he was. Okay.
Snagged kalach.
He was snagged kalach, a shame. It didn't take long until he got into a major fight with his son in law. They were fighting over something halach in the Mishnah Berurah. They got into a major machlokes. to the point that they didn't see each other. They stopped looking. Okay. This story happened, I would say, maybe 12, 14 years ago. Between 12 and 14 years ago. I don't know exactly, but more or less than that. I can make the cheshbon, but more or less. Recently, he got sick, this person, and I went to visit him in the hospital.
Rosh Hashanah?
He's laying in the bed. I come in there, and he tells me, Malkei Bereishit, Malkei Bereishit. I'm thinking, what? I didn't know what he was talking about. Then I go, I know the Archaim. And then I remembered, I spoke to him about this Archaim. I was trying to tell him then that look at the Archaim that says clearly, Malki Bereishay, that every Chelik of Klal Yisrael, if Yadrug Yisholoi, I was giving him Musar, Agitachim, you make such Chilukim. So I tell him, what are you referring to? He says, listen to me here. I'm laying here in bed. My son-in-law didn't come once to visit me, he tells me. You know who came to visit me 20 times today? The Chassidim in Bar Park came to visit me 20 times, ask me if I need food, and ask me if I need what to read and if I have what I need. And so he says, you're right, Malki Bereish, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I should have understood what it means that every chelik of Klal Yisrael is a chelik of Malki Bereish. They have their Hatzlachin and Ruchnius. I said, wow, I have my shmuz now. This is going to be the next opportunity I have to talk will be about Malkei Bereish. Okay. Now, we still haven't come to how did this become the beginning of the davening? So, Lefi, what we're learning is Gogishmak. You know why? Since in davening there's 12 different shiarim, and it's based on Sheikhin Lishvatov. So Mela as a Hakadama Titfila, Matayvu, Alecha, Yaakov, all types, any type, Matayvu, Ayalecha, Yaakov, Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. It's fakir. The chiluk in the Shvatim, the chiluk is, it's what's it called again? It's mudgash. It takes root in the tefillah more than anything else. Because you need 12 she'arim in tefillah. So Mela, we begin with Matayvu, Ayalecha, Yake, Mishkanei Secha, Yisrael. Now Rabbi, I'm going to tell you, Nachapshat. What is Matayvu, Alecha, Yake? Why do we say those? And I ask you an interesting question. Why is it that that's the only bracha that didn't turn into klalah? So lefi what we said before, we could say a meridik at the hair, that matoivu alecha Yaakov mishkanei secha Yisrael, when there is that achdus, there's no makom for klal at all. It's not shayich for hipuch. The Rabbeinu Shalom is saying that nekuda is kulei bracha, and it can never be klal. Maybe. But efshe kem ezav nacha the hair, so yeah, listen to another pshat. All other brachas, Bilam gave bracha, right? What about over here? Was it bracha or klo? Did he mean good or did he mean bid? I could tell you that he actually meant bid. You know what an oil is? What's an oil? Oil is temporary. Oil mayit. It's just to come to, right? When you need it to, you put up a tent and that's it. And then you take down the tent. How about Mishkan? Mishkan is also temporary. You see the Mishkan, the Midbar? As long as the Shechina is there, and then it... How about Beis HaMikdash? Well, that's Kedushah Sa'ilam. The Rambam says clearly. The Rambam says, Leibot L'mi'aylam. It never... We say, Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov. Mishkan Eisecha Yisrael. That's what Bilam had in mind, that it should just be temporary. So it's not a good thing. What do we finish? But we finish something. What do we say? Matoivu alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Eisecha Yisrael. But avoy beisecha, and that's bechesed. Ani bereiv chazdecha. Officially, it could have been a ma'ayhel, and it could have been a mishkan. But the fact that it became established as a bayis. bias is established. Mani b'roi chazdecha ovoi b'yisecho. Eshtachaval, hey, tell me something. How does this little Beis HaMedrash, or rather this Beis HaMedrash is big, but I don't mean how big it is. How does that become the tachlif, zetach, the tumura of a Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that way? And the teretz is because since the Beis HaMikdash is k'dushasai olamis, it has to be that way. It has to remain forever, but there's no bias there. So then it becomes like a tumura on here. In Hilchas Tumura, it becomes this in Hilchas Zetach HaZeh. Bias means it can't become Charev. It's, Mani B'Rayv Chazdecha, I realize the Ches of the Yevishta. Avoy Be'Secha. That even though it could have been an oil, and it could have been just a Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael made it vani b'royiv chazdecha with his great chesed ovoi be'isecha, and it turned into a bias. You know, there's a chazal that Avram Avinu calls the Makam HaMikdash Har ki b'har Hashem yira. Yitzhak called it a sada, and Yaakov called it ki ein zekiyim beis elikim zeh shar hashamayim. What's the difference? Each one added something. A har, it's very hard to reach the heart. You know, you ever see the car that my car made it to Mount, made it up Mount Washington? Yeah. So very sazach to reach a big mountain. Yeruah, you see it from far, maybe not everybody, right? Miyala Bahar Hashem, well, miyakum kaim kacha. It's not so easy to climb a mountain. Yitzchak made it more accessible, like a sada. Person goes to the sada, but it's also temporary. You don't live in the sada. Yaakov Avinu kari bias, that it's permanent forever and ever, established like a bias. So vani b'roiv chazdecha ovoi be'secha. The fact that I could come and have a bias. Bilam meant klala. So the Rebbe Yishim went and turned it around to bracha grad. You see. It's an interesting nekuda here. That Be'emes, whatever Bilam said, had to go the opposite. So here Bilam gave a klala, matay, he meant bad. So Rabbi Yisrael was, Vayapach Hashem, es haklala, levracha. Yeah. Rabbi Yisrael took certain parts of Bilam's speech, and made it into a bracha. Zechar Noami. Let's see the Haftarah this week. Zechar Noami. Remember. What should you remember? Says the Pasuk. Ami. Zechar Noami. Mayoatz Balak Melech Moiv Ma'anos Yibulim Ben Be'er. Leman Das Tzidkeis Hashem. Ami. Ami Zechar Noami. So he's talking to Ami, and all the Pesukim is this. Ami me'asisa lecha, Ami zecharna, yeah? Remember this. What's the nekud of Ami? And the answer is, could be. Like I said to you before, Bilam came to destroy the fact that it's an Am Echad. The Rabbi Yishalim was maskir. The Rabbi Yishalim was telling them, Ami, you're my people, my nation. Like this, you'll understand what the Rebbeinu Shleilam sees in Klal Yisrael. Okay, this we'll talk a little bit more about Riches. I don't want to be marich on this pasuk right now. About Kapanim, this is the Yisayid. The Yisayid is that Bilam tried to undermine by not understanding the Milas of Klal Yisrael, not understanding how Klal Yisrael works. You know, it's interesting. It says Sheichin L'Shvatav. Yeah. So what does it say about Hiluruch Hashem? Now, so what did he see? So it says he saw the Batik Nesiyas of Batik Midrash, right? That's what it's referring to. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, right? Oh. Says the Rashi, Batayba Alecha, Pesche Mechavan, Mishkan Eisecha, yeah? Chaniyasecha. David Acha, Matayva Oil Shiloi, Beisit Lamin, Vyasum, Nagimim, Kabarnas Chafamim. Okay, Mishkanei Secha, Akshim Kharevim. Okay. If you look at the Targum says it's referring to the Batik Nesiyos Ubati Midrashos. That's Pshat Matayv Olecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Where did he see all this? So Pashi saw Benavua. I guess he saw Benavua that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. He saw Benavua Batik Nesiyos Ubati Midrashos.
Palak.
So Matoiva Lecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael is what? The tents. Right? In Mamish see Batik Nesiyos Ubati Midrashos. And yet, Chazal say it's referring to the Batik Nesiyos and Batik Midrashos. So how do we make the jump from the Oihel, the house, to the Beis HaKnesses and to the Beis HaMikdash? How did it become Atoivu, Alecha, Yaakov, right? Meaning, Rosh Eim Pischeim Echuvanim, right? Rosh Eim, they're separate. And therefore he sees what? Matoivu, Alecha, Yaakov in the Batik Nesiyos. And the teretz is, you see clearly that it's not only in the way they live, it's even in the Batik Nesiyos about the Midrashos also. This Maila that he sees in the oil of Klal Yisrael is the Maila that he says already is Shaykh even in the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash. You see that this is the Maila that was given over as Yisoid in Klal Yisrael, and then it will be Matoiv Olecha Yaakov.
Which is why you say it on the way to the Beis HaMedrash.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So the right. If you take a look, there's a shayla when you say Matayvu. There's really a good shayla. Either Matayvu Alecha Yaakov is going on tefillah. If you look at the Eitzah Tefillahs, it says it's a Pesach for the davening. Matayvu Alecha Yaakov. So like I explained to you from that result, it's good because there's 12 shiara. Or it's on the way to the Beis Knesset, which means it has to do with how you come into a shul. That's this chelik of it. Matayvu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. The Nevuah was on the Batik Nesiyos, and there was an inyan of Rosh Eim Pischeim Echuvanim in that too. And that's what we have today, the Yud Beis, the inyan of Matayv Olecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. So the lesson is very pashut, Rabbeisai. You have to appreciate. We have to appreciate all the different types, all the different drachim of Avodas Hashem, the different minhagim, the different shitas. It has to be an ichur of Klal Yisrael. So fashtein what it means to be sheichein l'shvata. Stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.